right, Monty's Gems. We got a special occasion here. We got Chetty the Elf, as you can see. He looks
hey,
like.
Hey, Jacob. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, what are you excited about?
I just like talking to people.
Oh yeah, you don't get to talk to people much, probably, huh?
No, it's really busy season right now, so I don't have much time to be able to be out in the public.
Oh, okay. Is that why you're all jumped up and amped?
I had a little bit of pre-workout today.
Yeah. Oh, you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love the gym.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the gym?
Being around people.
Oh yeah, you just go to the gym to be
see who's
people,
naughty or nice, and then I can try to help them to be better people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like you got your hands full all the time, huh?
Yeah, I don't sleep that much.
Yeah.
Usually about 2 hours a day.
Nice.
And that's a good night's sleep.
Oh yeah, and you feel well rested after that?
Oh yeah, I had 30 minutes last night.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
I had about 8 hours last night.
8 hours?
Yeah.
What do you do with 8 hours?
You just sleep. You just sit there and sleep.
Yeah, but you got to work and you got toys to make.
Yeah, I don't have to make toys. That's on you guys.
Well, what do you do for work?
I work in construction.
What do you build?
Houses. People's houses.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Do you see a lot of Christmas trees?
Sometimes. Not really, though. People aren't
moved
into them.
Do you have chimneys in all the houses?
Yeah.
Do you build chimneys?
I don't personally, but we put chimneys in the houses.
Do you make them big enough for Santa to fit down? Because we've had some issues.
Yeah? He's gotten a little bit bigger over the years, I take it?
No, you're just making chimneys too small.
Oh. Well, I'll suggest
to the homeowner that it needs to be a certain circumference in order to fit Santa down them?
Do you know what size that would be?
He's about a size 40 waist.
Oh, okay. I'll put in word with the chimney maker. Let him know.
That would be awesome.
Okay, cool. So, Chetty the Elf. Chad couldn't make it as his scheduled podcast today, so we have Chetty the Elf in place since Millie was such a success. Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah. So I wrote down a couple of questions to ask you just to kind of get to know the elves a little better, because normal people aren't in the elf culture a whole lot. So I had a couple of questions. And I guess my first question would be, are elves born in the North Pole, or are they born elsewhere and then they move to the North Pole? Or how does that work?
Well, it's really dependent on the elf and their family and their heritage and where they're from. I was actually born in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got tired of the scorching heat at the age of 16. I was there making jewelry and pottery, and I really wanted to have more purpose in my life. I wanted to actually stand for something. I wanted to be able to build something that had purpose. And what better thing to work in Santa's workhouse? Like, who doesn't want to work for Santa?
I don't want to work for Santa.
You don't? Why not?
seems like hard work with not much payoff.
Well, how much do you make?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you never get to see the end result.
Yeah, we see all the kids smiling.
Oh, okay. You put little cameras in all your toys or something, or what?
No, but you can tell by Christmas spirit and the joy that comes the day after Christmas and how happy it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a dip in Christmas spirits throughout the years?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to recover that?
That's something we're working on.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I had your questions organized in a certain order, and so I don't remember that one being the next one.
Okay, well.
Get over that one at some point.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just go right down the list then. What's in the North Pole? What's your favorite? What's your go-to? Are there any nice restaurants you like to eat at, or is it basically just candy? Or
no, I stay pretty strict to my diet. So I like skirt steak. I like saganaki. And then for cheap meals, I like pizza and chicken wings.
Oh, okay. Nice. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
I'm a very unusual elf.
Yeah, seems like it. You don't eat any candy or anything?
No, I don't eat any type of sugar.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, you look a little slim to be an elf eating sugar and sweets all day.
Yeah, huh. I don't.
Huh, okay. Does Santa?
Santa eats a lot. He eats sugar, he eats fats, he eats proteins, all sorts of stuff. Huh. But most of the other elves, they oftentimes will either get diabetes, heart disease, or they have tooth decay. So that's why when you see most of the elves and they have beautiful smiling faces, well, that's because they have false teeth.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Hmm. It's because they lost all their teeth and then theirs got replaced. Oh. They're called dental implants. I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you guys have insurance?
Like health insurance?
Mm-hmm. Like dental insurance to cover all that?
No.
Oh, so that comes out of pocket, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
But the Tooth Fairy also lives up here, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. The Tooth Fairy helps fix all of our teeth. So all the money that she generates from the parents of the individuals, sometimes they pay us and it goes towards our health and dentist reimbursement.
So you're like the government.
Similar. We're just nice though.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
And we don't screw people over.
Yeah. Oh, sounds very respectable, I guess. Mm-hmm. So Santa's reindeer. Any favorites? Are they like the only animals that are up there pretty much that you see? Do you have any favorite reindeer?
No, polar bears and a lot of Arctic wildlife that you would see on a regular basis. Hmm. But to tell you the truth, Jacob, the reindeer are pretentious little pricks. I don't really care for any of them.
No.
So they actually don't live up here.
Where do
they
live?
They come in the night before Christmas, and then they leave the day after. They're a third-party service company, and they're essentially taxi drivers. But they get all the credit, and that really frustrates me. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Does Santa use the same reindeer every year as the taxi service?
Oh, of course.
Oh. Where are the reindeer from?
They're from Canada.
Oh.
That's where most pricks are from.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. You don't like Canada, huh?
No, I don't.
what's
the
your...
reindeer have really made a bad name for it.
Yeah. What about all the people from Canada,
though? We do all
this
work. We work 349 days a year, and then they try to take all the credit for it.
What about all the people from Canada, though? Don't you think that's a little bit of a generalization?
Well, I've never met anybody from Canada.
I thought you get to see all the kids with their presents. You've never given any
presents?
No,
we just get to see them in the snow globes. We don't actually get to meet them.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting.
There's snow globes from all over the world inside of Santa's house, and that's where we get to see all the little people.
So you said you work 349 days a year, huh? So that means you stay at the North Pole all year round?
Yeah, except for we get two weeks vacation, and then we get our birthdays and Mardi Gras off. Those are the 16 days that we get off.
Mardi Gras, huh? You don't get Christmas?
Yeah. No, because we have to work, Jacob.
I thought all the presents were supposed to be made already by Christmas.
Yeah, but we're still, Santa comes back for more and more trips throughout Christmas Day because Christmas falls at different hours depending on what part of the world you're from. So it's pretty much nonstop.
That sounds like a rough way to live.
It has its good and bad.
Huh.
I like it.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking about all those toys that you're making year-round, 349 days... What's the process of becoming an elf? What's that look like? Do you have to go through school? Do you have to get licensed? Do you have to go through all this stuff? Or do they just let any Joe Schmo pretty much come up and start making toys?
Well, it really depends how you're raised and who your family is. But you were asking about our holidays. I almost forgot to tell you. So Mardi Gras is awesome up here in the North Pole. So we get to have margaritas and steak quesadillas. Mrs. Claus is half Spanish, so she makes the best Mexican food that there is. And unfortunately, we get a little lit, so we're pretty much worthless. What is that? May 5th, though, and 6th, though, and 7th, though.
Oh, wow. So you get Mardi Gras off, but you basically get a three-day weekend there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, wow. We're supposed to be working, but we struggle to work.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Okay. So what about all those toys, though? Do you guys need licenses and stuff to make those? Or
no, we don't need licenses. Again, it's how you're raised. So if your family's been in the industry for a while, you kind of just get into it. But me coming from the Sahara Desert, it was just something that I sought out already being a fine jewelry maker and pottery maker. So all of the elves are actually subcontractors. We work for ourselves. So we create our own LLC. And then, as you know, the toy manufacturing laws are really, really strict when it comes to child safety and all the precautions that they take.
Oh, I know.
So if one of us, like, you know, makes the slightest mistake, we could get in really, really big trouble. They do random safety testing throughout the year, each and every day. And if one of us gets caught, then we're pretty much out of a job.
Instantaneously, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So anybody who gets caught, what they'll do is they'll start being the ones that actually wrap the toys, or they go to a local restaurant and they just take on waiter positions.
You guys have some good restaurants up there?
I don't really eat out that much.
Oh, okay.
We have like a Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
Chipotle?
Uh-huh. Chipotle?
Have you heard of that?
Chipotle,
Yeah, that one. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I like Chipotle. Yeah, Chipotle is pretty good.
What about a Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah, I like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is English your first language?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But those are both Spanish words.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Mrs. Claus doesn't teach you any Spanish or anything like that?
No, senor.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. What about Santa? Does Santa have a big ego, I guess I want to ask? Delivering all those presents and being the man?
No, Santa Claus is actually really, really nice. Mm. You know, and even though we're subcontractors, he pays us pretty well. I mean, we make about $2,000 a week. We work 14 hours a day. And then, you know, we're working up to 18 to 23 hours during busy season. But he pays us pretty well. He shows his appreciation for us. And, you know, he's just a really nice guy to work for. However, he's very, very strict. Like I said, with all the toys, you got to be very, very disciplined and stay very strict to how you're making the toys.
What's your favorite toy to make?
Probably tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Is that a big seller?
Yeah. Sorry. I was bothered by one of the other toy makers over there trying to knock on the door. I don't know what he's doing. I have a podcast interview scheduled.
Okay. Did you schedule the office out?
Yeah.
Do you have to book the office?
Yeah, but Santa said that I need to get my butt back to work. This would only be like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll keep it quick then. I'll keep rolling down my list. So with the decline in Christmas spirit, the North Pole economy, what's that looking like? If you were to go bullish or bearish on the North Pole economy, which would you lean towards?
What does bullish mean?
Bullish or bearish? It's like if you're looking up at the stock market, if you think it's going to go up or if it's going to go down. What about the North Pole economy? Or is it looking in an upward trend, or are we trending downwards, or what are we thinking here?
Well, the North Pole is at the north, Jacob, so it's always up.
Okay. What about its economy, though?
What's that? I don't know what economy is.
Okay. No revenue comes in from the toys you guys make. You guys are making all that money, but where where does that money come from? Somebody's got to be paying for the toys.
Oh, no, it's not a matter of getting paid. It's just how nice or naughty kids are.
Oh, okay. So how does that work?
Well, the North Pole has a lot of gold in the ground, so that gold supplies enough just to be able to sell that to the rest of the world so that we can supply all the toys for the nice children.
Interesting. So who's in charge of, like, the naughty and the nice list and stuff like that? Is that Santa, or does that fall on the elves, or...?
Yeah, that's directly related to Santa, and then he'll pass off some of the job duties for us to kind of keep track when someone is really, really close to being naughty or nice. So I think I understand what you're saying, is that has it been busier at the North Pole or slower? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. It's been a lot slower at the North Pole here over the past few years, and I think a lot of that has to do with people aren't having as many kids anymore. Mm-hmm. They're having all these little pet furry kids, and there's not as many children out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So you said with the naughty, when they're trending towards nice and towards naughty, you guys get special jobs. Do you get any of those special jobs to bring kids back to the nice side?
To bring kids what?
To bring kids back to the nice side?
No, it's not our job to bring them back. It's just to be able to collect the data and look at it. So the rules used to be much different than they are today, but Santa has actually had to lower his standards. So it used to be if you had more good deeds than you had bad deeds, that you were on the nice list. But now it is, as long as you don't have twice as many bad deeds as you have good deeds, you're on the nice list. So he's really lowered his restrictions and guidelines.
Is that because just people overall are more naughty in general? Or is Santa being a little bit more generous with it?
No, people are being way more naughty, but Santa had to be generous because of that. I was saying about the pets, right? So now Santa has to be very careful when he's going down chimneys because he's gotten attacked so many times by dogs. So he actually has two bodyguards that go with him, Axel and Blaze. They go down the chimney with him before Santa, and they make sure to watch out for the dogs. And they feed him treats that have something that make the dogs go to sleep.
Interesting.
That's how bad it's gotten.
Wow, that sounds rough. Have you ever met his bodyguards?
Yeah, they're really big.
Oh, okay. Wow, you think you could take them?
No, I wouldn't want to.
Oh, okay. Just asking. Just trying to.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No, I've never been in a fight. Have you?
No.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I don't like fighting.
Oh, okay.
But if there was anybody I was going to fight, it would be one of the reindeer.
Oh, why is that? Which one in particular?
Probably Donner.
Donner? Why is that?
Yeah. He's just a jerk. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He always has.
What about Rudolph? Is he pretty cool or no?
Yeah. Rudolph was really cool. Especially when he went to Misfit Land. That really changed him.
Oh, yeah? What was Misfit
Land? Yeah, he was always getting made fun of anyways, but he, you know, he's the star of the show, and most of the other reindeer are jealous of him. So I guess when I talk about reindeer, most of them are jerks except for Rudolph. He's nice.
Yeah. You and Rudolph hang out at all?
No. Again, he's only here 2 days out of the year, so I don't really get to see him that much.
Yeah, that's a shame.
He flies back to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You ever tried to fly back to Canada with him?
No, but I've been to a lot of places. When I go on my 2-week vacation, I usually like to go to a cruise to the Caribbean. I've been to Thailand. I've been to Japan. I've been all over the world. I've been to Israel. There's a lot of really cool places.
Nice.
Where have you been? Have you been anywhere cool?
I've been to some cool places. I've been on a cruise. I've been on some...
You've been on a cruise?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Why did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I got sick because I ate some bad seafood one time and started throwing up, but other than that, it was pretty cool.
Uh-oh, that's no good.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever had seafood?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it?
I usually seafood and I eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds about right. Even though you're...
Did you watch any of the entertainment on the cruise?
Oh, yeah, we watched some of it. There was a bunch of shows.
Did you do the dancing and the comedy shows?
I didn't dance at all, but we went to some of the comedy shows.
Yeah, how were they?
Yeah, they were pretty good. Nothing to mention about them or anything, but
No?
No, nope, nothing about that. Yeah.
I always like the comedy shows. Sometimes they'll actually pull people up on stage.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Nope, none of that happened on our cruise, so unfortunately, but that's all right.
Who did you go with?
I went with my brother Chad and his partner at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah. Do you usually go on vacations by yourself?
Yeah, I just go by myself.
Do all the elves
I don't want anybody holding me down.
Oh, okay. Do all the elves take vacation at the same time usually?
No, we have to split it up. Mardi Gras is the only day of the year that we all get off all together. Other than that, our birthdays are all different. And then our 2-week vacations, we have to put in for those usually 6 months in advance.
6 months. Wow. Okay.
We got a lot of presents to make and everything has to work like clockwork. If it doesn't work like clockwork, then we're we're in trouble.
That sounds about right. How many elves are there in total, would you say?
Oh my gosh. It's like a college campus pretty much. I would have to say there's probably 20 to 30,000.
Oh wow, that's quite a bit of elves.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make all those many toys and then yeah.
I think there's something like 100 million people in the United States alone, isn't there?
There's like 300 something million.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I was thinking about the nice people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then worldwide, I think we're looking at right about 900 million toys we make.
No, that's it? You only make 900 million toys?
For 900 million people.
Oh, okay. The rest of the 7 and whatever billion people are on the naughty list?
Well, they're older.
Oh, okay. You don't make toys for older people?
No, only that kids. Goes to a different department.
Oh, okay. Do you have a list or anything like that? Did Santa give you his list or did you sneak it out from him or can you tell me anything about it?
I did have his list and I figured that you might ask about some of your family members. Okay. So I pulled some of their names directly from the list just to talk about if they've been naughty or nice.
Oh, okay.
Who did you want to hear about first?
Who did you think? Do you have any of my family members or my mom or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first one I had was Kevin.
Oh, okay.
You know, Brittany something?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm familiar.
Kevin Norton, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's on his list or what's he looking like? Is he on the naughty list?
Kevin is on the naughty list. He's not so good.
Yeah.
He smokes inside the house when no one else is home. Oh. But he does have to put up with all of Brittany's bossing him around and making fun of him. So he became on the nice list just because of that.
Oh, wow. So he turned it around, huh?
He did. Just right there at the end.
Oh,
I think
nice.
He went on a family vacation to Disney, and that was a big turnaround point for him.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to smoke in the hotel, and he did a good job.
Wow.
He went down in the parking garage and smoked there. And unfortunately for him, he was getting bitten by spiders and mosquitoes. So we gave him that one.
He gained a couple brownie points for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it say anything like, do you guys know what he wants for Christmas, or you guys only keep that for the kids?
That's on another list.
Okay.
I think Kevin's main thing, though, is that he just wants Brittany to stop bossing him around.
Oh, okay. Huh. That sounds about accurate. Do you have anybody else on your list?
Oh, yeah, I have almost everybody.
Oh, okay.
The next one would be Candace.
Oh, okay.
Candace is on the nice list.
Oh, nice.
She's always been good, especially when she used to work at Savory. She used to do everyone else's job so that they could just sit around on their asses all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
That would land her
pretty
high.
She would take care of the whole restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. So much so that people think she owned the place sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it say that...
She ever quit.
Yeah. What does it say that she wants?
No, I don't have anything for her.
Oh, okay. What about anybody else? Do you have anybody who wants anything in particular?
Just little Emily.
Oh, okay. What do you have for Emily?
Emily has been a really good girl this year.
Oh,
and
okay.
Emily, what she wants is that she wants her mom and dad to bring her down to Disney World twice a year so that she can come and visit Uncle Chad and go eat out with princesses each
day. That sounds like a big ask. Twice a year, huh?
But she deserves it.
Oh, okay. Because she's such
she's
a
been
nice...
a good little girl.
So oh, okay. She's on the super nice list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
But this is a present that we can't manufacture. So this is all for up to her mom and dad to buck up.
Okay.
And I don't know about that one. Because when we get to Isaac...
What about Isaac? Is Isaac on the naughty list?
Isaac is probably one of the worst that we've ever had to deal with.
He's on the super naughty, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been really bad.
What's some
of
his offenses?
He's been stealing Wi-Fi from his neighbors. And he also likes to prank call his family members, significant others, to the point where they're screaming on the phone.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Sounds like quite the handful, huh?
Have you ever seen him do it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I grew up
around
him.
What do you think, Isaac?
Oh, I'd say he's probably on the naughty list, for sure.
He's quite feisty.
Yeah. Have you met him?
No, I don't think I would want to.
Oh, okay. Wow.
He would probably make fun of me.
Yeah, probably.
We used to have a cat that was super mean and aggressive, and they would go around jumping around the house and trying to scratch and bite. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were to think of Isaac in animal form, that's what I think he would be like.
Oh, okay. A pretty aggressive cat, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
That cat is pretty much Isaac incarnate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it, I guess. What about me? Am I on your list?
Oh, let's see. Jacob Andrew Apps.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Jake. You've been really good this year.
Okay.
But we did have one complaint letter.
Okay.
And this is the only complaint letter we've had from anybody in your family.
Who was that?
It was from a person named Millie.
Okay.
Do you know a Millie?
Yeah, I've heard of her. She was on the podcast recently. Yeah.
She wrote to Santa stating that you were quite disrespectful to her and that you won't be leaving Santa any milk and cookies because you need them for yourself to put on some muscles and because you like the feel of milk on the fuzz above your lips.
Okay, come on.
Is this true, Jake?
That's just Millie being Millie. She's very aggressive. I would assume Millie's probably not on your list, but if she was, she'd be on the naughty list for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. She's just playing pranks.
She's been caught driving without a license.
Yeah, I'm sure she's been caught doing a bunch of stuff.
And I heard that she ran a couple of people over.
Yeah, on bikes? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't even stop to pull over or anything like that?
No, I guess they're still in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're in a coma or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does look like you have a pretty nice mustache.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, that must have been what she was referring to.
You don't like the feeling of milk on your mustache?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Huh. It gets me too congested, so I can't really drink it anymore.
Man, you would have been a really good contender for the Got Milk ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see those?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen those? Do you guys get to watch TV?
Yeah, we've seen them. They were back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's quite a sweet mustache, though. I like it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Millie did not like it so
much. I want
to
grow one, but we're not allowed.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you guys get to grow hair at all?
On our heads.
Mm, nice. You have to wear those hats all year round, too, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that no hair gets into the toys.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because it could be a choking hazard for kids.
Everything's a choking hazard for kids now, huh?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Just like everything causes cancer, huh?
Yeah. Like one time... Tommy was cutting something, and he ended up chopping his thumb off, and that fell into one of the toys, and I guess they thought that was a choking hazard.
BFD, huh?
Yeah.
What about any of my other family members? Do you have them on there?
Let's see. Well, I guess next I had Chad.
Okay. What's Chad like? Is he on the naughty list?
No, Chad is extremely good.
Oh, okay.
He's a model citizen. Okay. And I actually wish that every person was as good as Chad.
Oh, wow.
He puts all of his weights away at the gym, and he's extremely nice to everyone he meets, and he never really does anything wrong.
Oh, okay.
Plus, the unfortunate thing with Chad is that he gets blamed for doing a lot of stuff that he had never actually done.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's weird, huh? Weird. I think Chad must have set you up to this, huh?
No. He's just a really good kid.
Oh, okay.
But he's another one that he actually had a wish list. But, you know, listen to this wish list.
Okay.
He wants a black 2017 Jeep Wrangler with 37-inch tires, a 6-inch lift, rough country suspension, 20% tinted windows, a Gravity Titan light bar, 2 7-inch Gravity Pro highlights, 2 G4 fog lights, red leather seats, a Stinger JK stereo. Like, it just goes on and on. I think he needs a genie, not Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well, he expects Santa to give that all to him?
I guess.
Sheesh.
We don't make Jeeps.
Yeah. You make toys.
Especially not ones that are, what, 7 years old?
Yeah. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but some model citizen you got there, huh?
Well, I guess that's what model citizens ask for. They're quite particular.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Comes with their standard.
Yeah. What about my brother Josh? Do you have him on there?
Joshua Thomas Abs. Uh-huh. Hmm. Oh, Josh is good, except for we recently found out Josh has a gambling problem.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess every time he claims that he's going to the gas station, he can't leave without buying like a lottery ticket or a scratch-off ticket. Yeah.
Not good.
I think he got it from your grandpa Harold.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about him. Maybe we should have...
Looks like this year he's dropped $20,000 on lottery tickets.
$20,000, huh? Yeah. That seems like a little bit of an issue. And that puts him on the naughty list? Or he's on the nice list?
It's just not looking good for him and his family.
Oof. But he's still on the nice list, though, huh?
Yeah, he's good, but addictions really hurt you because they become a snowball, and in the future it could really take him over to the naughty list. He's got to be careful with that.
Yeah. He doesn't have any wishes or anything like that?
Not that I can see. Well,
maybe
it looks
to stop
like probably
gambling.
More lottery tickets.
Yeah.
But he's not going to express that to anyone in your family.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. Huh.
Do you guys give each other gifts?
Sometimes.
Who are you giving gifts to?
It's usually secret. Yeah.
Oh,
so I can't tell you.
Your secret's safe with me, Jake.
No, I can't tell you. I don't think it would be. You seem like you've got a big mouth.
Well, you better just make sure whoever has Josh tells him not to get him lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Because that may not help with his habit.
Yeah, that might just kick him right back into it, huh?
Yeah, it'd be like giving Isaac alcohol. It's not a good idea.
Okay. I will keep that in mind. I'll let him know.
All right.
What about my sisters? Do you have either of those?
Let's see. Brittany Nicole Norton. Brittany is really nice to her family, but not very nice to her coworkers. So, did you know she's made 3 full-grown men cry at work?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, and one of them was her direct boss.
Oh, what was she doing?
She's also, what's that?
What was she doing to make them cry?
She just tells them the truth, and she tells them that they're terrible at what they do.
Mm, that's not very nice.
And they need to step up and be men.
Oh, okay. And that puts her on the naughty list or what?
Yeah, well, she's also been hogging Dylan's Quest headset. I guess you guys have been playing VR.
Yeah.
And so he cries because he wants to play it, but she won't let him. She says, no, Dylan, it's my turn to play.
Sounds like Brittany might be edging towards the super naughty list, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, not looking good. What about Ashley? Is she on there?
Yeah. Ashley has been a very, very, very good girl. She does. She always does everything that Nick asks.
Okay.
But Jake, Nick, on the other hand, this is somebody you got to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
He's caused some big issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What happened is your family all went down to Disney. I don't think you went, did you?
Mm-mm, I didn't go.
No, yeah. And so Nick created a rumor at Disney while the rest of your family was out swimming around the pool.
Mm.
There were some lunch sandwiches being made.
Okay.
And Nick made up a rumor that Chad went and put peanut butter in one of those sandwiches and then stuck it in the middle so that somebody would get them. But in reality, it was actually Nick that did that. Oh. But he didn't want to get accused of that prank, so he went and made it sound like Chad did it. Uh-huh. Like, can you imagine the nerve of someone to make something like that up?
Yeah, especially of somebody who's such a model citizen that would never do anything wrong.
Exactly. Wow. That's what I'm getting at, Jake.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. I didn't know that about him.
And Nick wants us to welcome him into the family. He wants your family to welcome him in. Mm. He's going to be getting married to Ashley this year.
Yeah.
And that's just not a smart move on his part.
No, that seems like a little bit of a low blow there, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Has he done anything like that to you?
No, not to me, really. No.
Well, seems that's good. Like,
yeah.
That it seems like he's always trying to bother Isaac.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that that's Isaac's problem or Nick's problem?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans. Okay. Clash of the naughty list, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That landed him on the naughty list, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anybody else from my family that I would hear about?
Let's see. I think we went over everybody, Jake.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Are you on the naughty or nice list? You're on the nice list, I would assume, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get gifts.
Oh, nothing?
No.
Not even like a good job?
No. So any of the defective gifts throughout the year, we get to kind of take home to ourselves. And so there's usually a lot of overrun and messed up to where each elf has at least one of almost every toy. So our houses get pretty full. Plus what we do is we'll keep them at Santa's house. He has a great big playroom. And so year after year, the old toys just kind of get thrown out and they become misfit toys.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. You guys all live by yourself? Do you have wives or kids or anything like that?
No, we all live in something called almost like student housing that you would find at a school.
Oh, okay.
And no, we don't have wives. We just get to sleep with whoever we want, and we have kids with whoever we want.
Oh, you do have kids though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You guys don't believe in marriage or anything like that though?
No, we just we just believe in having fun.
Oh, okay. Nice. But staying on the nice list though is a priority, huh?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with having kids.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
I don't know how many I have.
Yeah, you lost count.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Huh. So, the holidays are coming up. Do you like the holidays? Like, Christmas and New Year's or anything like that? Or do you have a favorite holiday or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I love the holidays. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. It's just unfortunate because it's the busy time of the year. So it gets super, super stressful where we're working. If I wasn't in this industry, they would probably be Christmas or Thanksgiving. That would be my favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. But I also like playing with Roman candles and bottle rockets. Oh. So if I were to pick, I'd probably say the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We don't get it off, but during our breaks, me and some of the other elves will go shoot off fireworks.
Oh,
and
wow.
We've been making a lot of these plastic baseball bats, and there's a little hole in them. So if you take a bottle rocket and you put it in the little hole and then you light it on fire, you can actually shoot them at each other.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you guys are able to do that without burning stuff down.
We do it outside.
Okay. That makes sense. 4th of July is your favorite holiday then?
Yeah, I would say so.
Huh, nice.
It's a good time. Do you like the 4th of July? What's your favorite holiday?
I'm not sure that I necessarily have a favorite holiday. I like 4th of July, though. Yeah, it's always a good time. Always hanging out, have a good cookout, watch some fireworks. Yeah, nothing wrong with a little bit of 4th of July.
The only thing I didn't like is when I was in the Sahara Desert, it was always hot.
Yeah. Did it get cold at night, though? Because deserts get pretty cold at night.
A little bit.
Yeah. During the winter time?
Down to like the 40s.
Oh, wow. Okay. I always thought that deserts got super cold at night, like down to the freezing temperatures.
No, not where I was at in the Sahara.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting.
But at night, the sand dunes did look like the Arctic with all the snow mountains and everything like that. It was cool.
Oh, yeah?
So instead of building snowman, we would build sandman.
Okay. Interesting. And they would stay together like that?
Yeah.
Hmm. With the way sand
because
works,
the humidity in the morning until the day, it creates a water vapor on top of the sand. So you can build them up, and then they just fall apart as it gets later in the day.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting twist on snow. What about, so all of the elves, you said there's thousands and tens of thousands of them. Is there an elf union or anything like that? Anything that protects you guys from the law or?
No, again, we're all 1099 employees, so we'll each create our own LLC. So mine's Chatty's Candy Cane Palace.
Oh, okay.
LLC. And we don't really get any type of benefits, but the nice thing is we get a lot of tax write-offs. So, for example, all the tools that I use, I just buy them myself, and then I'm able to keep them. And so what I'll do is some of the injection molding parts that we use for the little kids' toys, some days I'll be hired out by Chevrolet or Volkswagen, and I'll do some of their intrusion molding for their vehicles.
How do you find the time to do that? After working so hard all year round, and then where do you get the time?
These are the days that I'm only working like 14 hours.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So 14 hours, I only really need 3 hours of sleep. So I still have another 7 hours of really just doing nothing.
That makes sense. What do you do in your free time?
I like to play video games.
Yeah? What's your favorite video game?
Probably Mike Tyson Punch-Out for regular Nintendo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you guys make any more regular Nintendos anymore, or are those kind of antique now?
No, it's just the little ones that have all the games on them, but you don't have to do the disc anymore.
Oh, you guys are more emulators.
But those are kind of getting phased out. I think Santa said that this is probably going to be the last year that we make those.
Oh, okay. So get them while they're hot, huh?
Yeah. He said too many of the 80s generation is getting too old to where they don't even want to play them. And younger kids just don't understand it. When they can put a VR headset on and just enjoy doing all that, they don't really want to play a 2D game.
More for you then, huh?
Well, there's only so many Nintendos I can have.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. Do you play with any of your... Do you have any friends?
A little bit.
Nobody in particular, though?
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leon.
Okay.
Mo.
Yeah. Sounds about like elf names.
Yeah.
Yeah. About what you would expect. So, yeah, Chatty, I appreciate you coming in for the podcast. It was interesting learning about all the elves and the elf culture and everything like that for Christmas time. Is there anything special that you wanted to talk about during this episode, or?
No, you're welcome, Jake. I really appreciate it. I had never ever been on a podcast before, so this was really cool to get to be able to talk. You know, I had a cousin named Buddy. He was on a TV. He was on a movie. I don't know if you ever heard of him before.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would like to be on more podcasts because it's kind of fun answering all these questions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I'm not sure Santa's happy about me making time to do it during the busy season.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like this would be the most non-optimal time you could do it, huh?
The best time to be able to bring Christmas joy.
That's true. You might have converted some people.
Because your podcast is famous, right?
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I thought you'd been on the Joe Guys podcast.
Nope, the Joe Rogan. Nope, not this guy.
Joe Hogan?
Joe Rogan. Yeah. Seth Rogan?
You've been on his, right?
No, I have not.
Hasn't he seen your mustache?
Nope. Never seen my mustache.
Wow. You should put that thing in a contest.
Yeah. Well, I just might do that. I'll probably enter it into one after this. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is there any closing words? I know you got a strict 45 before you get kicked out of your workspace here, and Santa comes barging through the doorway. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything near and dear to you?
No, I think my main goal of the podcast is just to bring smiles and happiness and energy and positivity all over the world. It's important to be nice to other people because you don't know where people are in their lives. You know, some people are probably going through some really difficult times this year, and they don't know how to deal with those times. And sometimes it can cause you to either go one of two ways. Some of the people choose to go naughty and just not treat other people with very much respect or kindness. But then other people, they choose a different route and they decide to be happy and make the most of their lives and realize that they can only take actions on what they can control. And there's certain things that they just can't control. So we keep moving on and enjoying life and looking forward to the things that we can't control. Fear, worry, and doubt can control a lot of our life. And thinking about what we can't have or what we can't do just really puts us in a bad spot. So I know that I can't make all that many toys in one day, but if I stretch it out over the course of the 349 days and I look at those numbers, I can create goals and actionable items to be able to be a better chatty for next year.
Oh, wow. Well said, chatty. Well said, elf man. Well, as I said earlier, I appreciate you coming on and spreading a little bit of Christmas joy and knowledge and elf culture, as I was saying, and I just appreciate you coming on. I had a lot of fun learning, and it was nice to get to talk to you.
You too, Jacob.
Have
a merry, merry, hairy Christmas.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You have a merry Christmas, too.
Bye, everybody.
All right, see you later, everybody.